Good morning. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence, and here is an excerpt of a sound art composition called Footfall 2. And while you're listening, try to figure out what's making these sounds. We've been listening to an excerpt of a sound art composition called Footfall 2 by my guest this morning, Ed Osborne, sound artist and currently an assistant professor in the visual art department at Brown University. Ed, welcome to Rhode Island Public Radio. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
So what can you tell us about Footfall 2? I can imagine more than a few listeners wondering, what was that?
Yeah, I can understand. That was a project that came out of working with another sound artist named Jody Rose, who's from Australia, and she'd done a project recording the sounds of bridges all over the world. So she made a sort of project out of that and then made some of the files available to other people to do a remix. So that was mine. So most of the source sounds are from bridges in Southeast Asia in that mix. And then what I did was did a bunch of delays and filtering. So in the processing, I tried to emphasize some of the instability. So these high sort of resonant sounds that I put over it that are gradually drifting. So you get a sense of the bridges sort of maybe creaking under the load a little bit.
You know, my brother is a free jazz fan. And he would say this quote from a jazz historian, "Music is the artistic utilization of what is audible." And I don't know about music, but that's a pretty good definition of sound art, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. It's I think of it as using sound as a primary material in ways that sometimes, but not necessarily, organized around the precepts of music. One of the sort of standard definitions, which doesn't actually cover everything, is to say that sound art is thinking about sound in space, whereas music is thinking about sound as it develops over time.
Let me quote from the bio on your website, roving.net, which is a great place to check out Ed's work, by the way. Here's what it says. His performances have tested the patience of audiences from Brisbane to Barcelona. Could you describe for us an Ed Osborne performance? And are there any coming up nearby?
Yeah, there is one that's coming up soon in, on the 26th at Machines with Magnets in Pawtucket, which is a preview of a new sort of performance installation that I'm doing. The bio on my website is a little tongue-in-cheek, but I'm sure that I've tested the patience of many people. When I perform as sort of standard the kind of electronic music performance, there's a laptop, there's some other stuff that's going on, and so there's not usually a lot of visual activity going on, and I like to work with sounds that unfold over a long period of time. So either you're tuned into that or you're not.
Well, bring your patients to Pawtucket. That's Machines with Magnets. And when is that again?
It's April 26th, and it'll be an afternoon performance starting at 4:30.
Well, thank you, Ed Osborne, sound artist and assistant professor in the visual art department at Brown University. I'd like to end with another excerpt from one of your pieces. This one's called Language Master. And can you tell us a bit about this before we play it?
Yeah, this is developed out of a device called Language Master, which is something that's used for speech therapy. And it's a machine that plays bits of audio tape that are embossed onto cards. So I developed a piece where the sounds that are on the cards are things from sort of the history of experimental tape music and things that relate to the voice. So you'll hear these sort of high kind of squeaking sounds, and that's when I actually pull the card through faster than it was designed to go, or sort of tap it. So I'm really kind of playing the machine.
All right, let's hear it.